Welcome to the Physique Business Podcast, making money in the fitness industry. You've spent hours in the gym, sweating buckets, crushing PRs, and lifting a ton of weight. Now it's time to turn that passion into a highly profitable business. Hear stories and tips of proven methods for starting and scaling your business in the fitness industry. And now your host, Corey Swearengoss.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Physique Business Podcast, and I am your host, Corey Swearengoss. I am going solo today. This has been an incredible journey. We have put out over 25 episodes. We've definitely learned a lot. I've grown a lot as a host and an MC. I still have a long way to go, but I am really looking forward to the next 25 episodes that we have planned. You know, we took a bit of time to reevaluate, to go over things, to see what have we done well in these first 25 episodes? Where do we need to improve upon? And, you know, connecting with my team, we realized that, yes, the Physique Business Podcast is about making you money, you know, and we really focused on making you money within the fitness industry, which we'll always do. We will always make sure to be able to connect you with experts within the industry that are making money, that can give you tips and can help you make this a full-time career as well. However, you know, what's kind of come to light over these, you know, first months that we've got going is that there's also things and trends that take place in the marketplace that a lot of athletes, a lot of trainers, a lot of just humans in general are super excited about. And are we pigeonholing ourselves to only talk about revenue-generating sources within the industry? And I really don't think we should. I think we should help you be able to make money anywhere within the entire economy. You know, we've been on a tremendous wave here the last 6 months, you know, from traditional sports cards to the launch of NFTs, to cryptocurrency making a comeback. I'm not sure the last time that you opened Instagram and you didn't see a cryptocurrency meme. People talking about Doge, people talking about Bitcoin, people talking about Ethereum. And you know what? They're people just like you. This last crypto wave has got a tremendous amount of people within the industry now thinking about alternative investments outside of traditional RRSPs, mutual funds. You know, now people are looking and taking their investments seriously. They're looking at alternative investments and getting into the crypto space. Whether you like Elon Musk or not, Doge, you know, introduced a tremendous amount of new people into the crypto space. And I think these are things that we should be bringing you at the Physique Business Podcast. If there's opportunities for you to make money that are timely and trendy, we want to be able to help guide you along that way. So don't forget, we are not straying away from what our core mission is, but we want to be able to talk about some things that are outside of the industry, that are still relevant, that are timely, that your fellow athletes, competitors, trainers, people that are in the same shoes as you are looking at as other ways to invest. So saying all of that, I think we are coming into the biggest fitness boom of our generation. Coming out of this pandemic, it's forced a lot of people to rethink their business. They had to, you know, go through tremendous lockdowns, not having facilities, you know, making the transition to online, to digital, to Zoom, to, you know, FaceTime. People had to change the way that they're doing business. You know, the entire retail model changed for a lot of people when businesses couldn't be open. And now we're coming out of this pandemic, you know, 18 months later, there's been a lot of learning. Anytime that there is change, there's going to be winners and there's going to be losers. There's a lot of people that are way further ahead now than they were before the pandemic. And there's also these old school cats that unfortunately are going to be left behind. If they didn't adapt to the changing economy, they literally lost out on that income generating revenue they could, and their clients are going to go to other people that continue to push through the business. But now we are at that critical point in the industry where things are opening up. Restrictions are easing. We are getting back to fitness finally, and people are going to be more health conscious than ever before. Through this whole thing, you know, people, whether you were in your teens or all the way up to your grandparents, the elders. They are now thinking about health. People that weren't in the industry are now thinking to themselves, if I get COVID, I want to survive, so I need to be healthier. You know, in the supplement industry, we've seen a massive boom for immunity-boosting products, vitamins, vitamin C, glutamine, greens product, things that help boost your immunity are now going through the roof. We are literally seeing 300, 400, 500x sales in these categories that have never happened before. So people want to be healthy. People want to be active. So this is the best time to capture them. You know, so that is one of the biggest things that are coming out of this. You know, secondly, as we get more and more niche and more targeted, you're seeing, you know, you're seeing these people outside the industry come and set up these new ways of doing business. You know, I even seen online the other day, there's a yoga class where you drink a beer during yoga. And you know what? They're tailored to people that have never done fitness before. The beer drinker who sits in your local pub can now come and do yoga and stretch and meditate and drink a beer at the exact same time. But what that was driven by was a smart trainer who said, how do I get in front of these people? You know, they already love doing something. I'm going to adapt it to more of a healthy lifestyle, get them out. I guarantee you, and I've seen it, that those classes sold out tremendously fast. And they run week after week. And it's just about thinking a little bit differently. I mean, now the pool has grown. You know, the fitness industry has always been a niche, fringe, you know, industry. And especially when you get into competition, it's even more unique and fringe. But now that pool is growing, that pond is growing. You know, we're transitioning to a bigger marketplace. And now you have a whole new, you know, realm of people coming into it. I really think that the fitness industry is going to boom, as I said. You know, as we transition here into the competition season coming this fall, I mean, it's all starting out with the Vancouver Island Showdown taking place on July 15th. You know, we are getting back to fitness in the West Coast, getting athletes on stage in Victoria. So it's super exciting. I'm really proud to be part of that with my team at Influential Sports. And obviously, there's a ton of Canadian Physique Alliance shows taking place this summer and this fall. You are going to see 3, 4, 5, 6 fitness events taking place on the exact same week. And you are going to have a tremendous amount of opportunity as an athlete to get on stage, to get qualified, to go to one of the pro qualifiers that are here in Canada. You know, if you add all four of them up, you're going to have 60 pro cards, 60 new Canadian IFBB pros crowned this year. Do you want to be one of them? This could be one of the best years for you to be able to get that, you know, illustrious card. So that is taking place, you know, for you as an athlete. You will be able to pick your spots. You will be able to compete on the weekend that you desire, but you got to start now. You got to put in your time. Make sure you get that 16 to 20 week prep in so you come into your absolute best. You know, if you're a trainer and you want to train people for contest prep as well, guess what? You have a tremendous amount of shows to put your clients in. And coast to coast, as you know, as part of the Canadian Physique Alliance, you can put your athletes in any show, anywhere. You can get them on a run of multiple shows. You don't have to only do a regional show once and get qualified. You know, if your athlete or yourself, if you place third in a regional show, sure, technically you are qualified to go to a pro qualifier. But as I alluded to earlier, if there's 50 shows and 3 people from each show, you know, qualify, that's 150 athletes. You know, and if you place third, how is that going to fare for you at the pro qualifier level? You know, there's nothing wrong with doing multiple regional shows, going from third in your first show to second to winning. Then when you win, go ahead. You know, because there's 50 shows, there's 50 winners of shows. So just take that in consideration. You don't have to rush. There's a tremendous amount of shows. There's going to be even more shows coming into 2022. So, you know, take your time. The stage will always be there. Pick your spots. Do your reps. Make sure that you, you know, are able to be relevant. I mean, social media is even more important nowadays. And people are questioning traditional media and the information that they're being given. And people are turning, you know, to social media to be able to consume the information that they want. Obviously, building yourself as a credible resource, you know, is a given, but you have to live and breathe the sport. People want to see that you are actively involved and you are engaged. You are actually walking the walk. What you're telling them to do, you actually have done yourself and you're currently doing it. There's nothing better than when you can relate to what your customers or your clients are going through. So make sure that you are still continually pushing the social media aspect because it is the next wave of the future. You know, being direct to your consumer, knowing your consumer, cutting every middleman out is incredibly important. And it's going to become even more important, you know, in the physical space as we go forward here. So with saying that, you know, I'm really proud. I want to thank everybody who's, you know, been part of the Physique Business Podcast for the first 25 episodes, all of the guests, all of my team that has helped me produce these shows. A lot of you guys don't realize how many people are involved in actually getting these episodes out to you guys. So I thank every single one of you. I thank you, the listener. You know, if you stuck around for all 25 episodes, I greatly appreciate it. If you've just recently found us, you know, thank you very much for coming. We want to be able to offer you guys a tremendous amount of value. We want to evolve this to be, you know, more than just within the industry, but also helping you make money outside of the industry. We always want to have your feedback. So please send us a DM on social, you know, leave us a comment. If there's anything that you guys want to see coming in future episodes, let us know. These are things that we, you know, will take to heart. And if we can make it happen, we certainly will. We want this to be a two-way street. We want to be able to help you guys with things you're going through in this current time. So as I said, my name is Corey Swergos. If this is the first episode you've heard, you know, welcome to the Physique Business Podcast. If you've been around for a long time, you know, I appreciate you as always. But we're going to sign off here. It'll be a quick episode, this one. But we're going to come back to you with another episode really quickly here. So stay tuned. More to come. All right, the episode is over. I hope you got a tremendous amount of value from it. If you could do me a favor and subscribe up on Apple Podcast as well as Spotify, be greatly appreciated. If you did like the episode, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcast. This is a Influential Sports production. It is a original production, and we have new episodes coming weekly.